Hello friends, today we are going to see chapter number 27 of Investment Management 1 known as Dow Theory. Now, a lot of you would be thinking what is this Dow Theory all about and how is it linked over here with Investment Management Part 1. You know friends, this theory is very very unique and a different kind of a theory. Trust me friends, this is one such theory which is based on a different kind of fundamentally unique kind of system. In the last chapter where you saw concept based on technical approach, this particular theory is an extension or is a tool for explaining technical analysis in a good manner. What you have seen under technical analysis was that while predicting the price of the movement, the chart helps a lot. Technical analysis is based on the approach that, or on the logic that, prices are moved as per the trends. So, if past 5 years before, if it has moved, it will move also in this 5 year. So, on that basis, the price fluctuations or price movement would happen. That is basically called as technical analysis. Dow theory is a support to explain that technical analysis in its own manner. This is one such topic that will expose you with the charting patterns or charts. Hence, to understand this chapter is equally important if someone wants to understand reading of the chart. Let us now go ahead and see what is going to be the structure of this Dow theory. In this chapter, we will be seeing and focusing upon Dow theory and its averages and phases in price trends. How does that price trends happen is what we are going to focus upon in this chapter of Dow theory. This Dow theory is not basically based upon the fact that it is the same index or exchange, like how we have got Bombay Stock Exchange or Sensex over here in India. Similarly, we also have New York Stock Exchange here in United States of America. In USA, the index is known as Dow. It is not that Dow Jones what we have seen over there. Dow theory is a technical indicator for helping investors or technical analyst identifying and understanding the charts of a company and its price movements. So this chapter is going to focus upon all those things. Let us now go ahead and understand technically how and what this Dow theory is all about. Let us now go ahead and check out Dow theory. In 1884, Charles H. Dow presented first detailed study on stock market prices. This study is used as basis for technical analysis. This particular theory, named as Dow, is basically made from this person's name, Charles H. Dow. And in 1884, he was the first time person who gave a detailed understanding of the study on the stock market prices. The study restricts itself to price movements alone and ignores companies' management, quality of its products, industry or economy influences, or any such factor impacting stock prices. The study of Dow theory ignores all fundamental parameters. In one word, if I have to sum up the whole second point of this slide, fundamental parameters means what? What is the actual understanding or actual thing happening in the company? So, Dow theory ignores all fundamental approaches happening in the company. And it focuses only on the technical approach, that is price movements alone. Clear with everyone? Great. Dow established beyond doubts that share prices move in certain trends, and with a little ingenuity, they can be projected to predict prices. So, Mr. Charles H. Dow predicted that the price of the shares, what did he predicted? He predicted that the share prices move in certain trends. Certain trends means what? It will go up, down, up, down, up, down. So there will be a trend noticed in that. This will go this much up, it will go this much down, it will go this much up, and it will go this much down. So this is going to move in a cycle, or also known as in certain trend, which is basically called a certain movement in certain blocks. And with a little ingenuity, they can be projected to predict prices. So with little kind of ingenuity or little kind of manipulating all these things, you can predict prices of the shares, was the basis on which this particular concept was made. The Dow theory is based upon the fact. The Dow theory is based upon the fact that all factors affecting company performance and therefore its shares are taken care by the market and are reflected in ruling price for the share. Share price discounts everything. So Dow theory is based on the fact that all the factors that will influence the share price movements, that is what known as fundamental factors or existing parameters. So all the factors which are existing in the company's books and that affects the price is going to be already present in the market. And hence he suggested that the price movement should be considered as a base for understanding the Dow theory. This Dow theory places for three price trends. There are three price trends as per the Dow theory concept, and those three price trends are known as primary trend, secondary trend, and tertiary. And these occur at the same time. Remember, the Dow theory suggested that there are three trends in the movement of the shares. First is primary trend, second is secondary trend, and third is tertiary trends. And these occur at the same time. This is what has been suggested because of the three price trends. Let us now go and see what are these three trends all about. But before we go and understand these three trends, that is what is primary, secondary, and tertiary trends, we should first know how does trend looks upon or what is this trend about. Let us now go and see in the next slide what is this trend all about. Before we start and understand the trend concept, what is primary, secondary, and tertiary, we need to understand how the trend looks. Usually, there are two types of trend. The first type of trend is known as uptrend, and the second type of trend is known as downtrend. This is a picture, or this is a pictorial representation of the price uptrend. So, if uptrend happens in the primary case, or in the secondary case, or in the tertiary case, how would it look? It would look this manner. Similarly, if there is going to be a downtrend in primary, secondary, or tertiary, how would it look? We will see in the next slide. But let us now focus on the uptrend concept. In this slide, you can see about uptrend. In uptrend, each successive rally high is higher than the previous one, and each successive rally low is higher than time. What do I mean by this? You can see over here each successive rally high. What is going high? You can see high over here. This part is first high, this is second high, this is third high, and this is fourth high. I'll once again show you. Please pay attention and look. This is first high, this is second high, this is third high, and this is fourth high. Each successive rally high is higher than the previous one. So as compared to this is more higher. As compared to this is more higher. And as compared to this is more higher. This concept is known as uptrend concept. You can also see each successive rally low is higher than time. Which is lower one? You can see over here, this is first low, second low, third low, fourth low. So each successive rally low is higher than the first, the first low. You can see over here, this is first low, second low, third low is higher than the second low, the fourth low is higher than the third low. So this is known as uptrend. Uptrend means what? Things are going up, 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 up. That is known as uptrend. This concept is known as uptrend concept. In primary, we may have uptrend. In secondary, we may have uptrend. In tertiary, we may have uptrend. Similarly, in primary, we may have downtrend. In secondary, we may have downtrend. In tertiary, also, we may have downtrend. Let us now go. I hope everyone is clear with uptrend. It is very technical. So pay attention, be focused. It's very simple to understand. Uptrend, everyone is clear so far. Let us quickly have a recap. What is uptrend? Uptrend, each successive rally high is higher than the previous high. Remember, this is the key concept of uptrend. Each successive rally high is higher than the previous one. And with regards to downtrend, I mean low trend, each successive rally low is higher than time. That is basically known as low trend with regards to the time. So uptrend, you can see over here 1, 2, 3 and 4. This is all going up. And lower side, we have got 1, 2 going down, 2nd going down, 3rd going down and 4th going down. But each 4 going down, this is the highest low. This is the lowest low. Lowest low is this. Highest low is this. Clear with everyone? Whereas highest, lowest up is this. And the highest up is this. I will repeat once again. This is the lowest low. This is the highest low. This is the highest, lowest up. And this is the highest up. This kind of concept is known as uptrend. Similarly, we have got downtrend. In downtrend, each successive rally high is lower than the previous high. And each successive rally low is lower than the previous low. Now, first of all, let us look high. Look for high. Which is high? This is first high, second high, third high. Clear with everyone? This is first high, second high, third high. Clear with everyone? So, in downtrend, each successive rally high is lower than the previous high. This is the highest in high. This is the lowest in high. Each successive rally high is lower than the previous high. So, this is the highest. And as compared to this, this is little lower. And as compared to this, this is the lowest. Clear with everyone? And each successive rally low is previous low. So, which are the lower? First lower, second lower, third lower and fourth lower. So, this is the highest low and this is the lowest low. This is the highest low and this is the lowest low. In downtrend, each successive rally high is lower than previous high and each successive rally low is lower than previous low. So, under uptrend, what will happen? Under uptrend, it will be like this. It is going to go like this, like this, like this. It will go up. Under downtrend, it will go like this. It is going to go down. That is known as downtrend. Is it clear with everyone? You can say exactly opposite is the chart of this load downtrend. Uptrend is going up. Downtrend is going down. Clear with everyone? I repeat once again. Uptrend, it is going up. In downtrend, it is going down. Is it clear with everyone? Can I have quick responses from everyone? Superb. I hope this is very clear in your mind. If this is understood, then only you will be able to understand what is primary, what is secondary and what is tertiary. After seeing the uptrend and downtrend, let us now see the different forms of basis of trend analysis. The first is primary trend. As far as primary trend is concerned or secondary or tertiary trends, in every trend we might have uptrend. Now uptrend is what, friends? It will go up, up, up and up. That is uptrend. Downtrend is what? It will go down, down, down and down. This is what we have seen in downtrend and uptrend. So, both of these are expected to happen in each one of them. In primary trend, we may have an uptrend and in primary trend, we also may have a downtrend. So, with this regard to three trends, primary trend is the most important as it lasts for how much? Year to several years and it reflects the basic mood of the market. So, this uptrend or downtrend, downtrend will be applicable for single, 1 year to several years and this will basically mark the mood of the market. Successful investor would buy and buy in uptrend until there is a clear indication that the trend is reversed. So, if we have got successful investors, what would they do? When they see uptrend, under uptrend, it will go up, little down, again go up, little down, go up, little down, go up. When there is an uptrend, successful investors, what they will do? They would buy and continuously buy till the time they see a downtrend happening in the same scenario. Is it clear with everyone? This is how in primary trend we will have an impact of uptrend as well as downtrend. In uptrend, successful investors buy. In downtrend, successful investors would sell. Moving on now to the next secondary trend. Secondary trend. This trend, also termed as intermediary trend. Remember, this trend is also termed as what? Intermediary trend. And it represents corrections in the primary trend and usually lasts for a month to around 3 or 4 months. Now, I hope everyone is now very clear with the uptrend and downtrend concept. Uptrend is what? Up, 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 and up. Downtrend is what? Down, little down, more down, more down, and more down. That is downtrend. In uptrend and downtrend, for primary is for years. In between primary, for so many years, there will be some blocks which will be responsible for secondary trend. So secondary trend usually happens or represents corrections in the primary trend and usually lasts for a month to around 3 or 4 months, which is for years. Uptrend is for years. In for years also uptrend, there will be some part which will go down, up, down, up, down, up. So that particular part which will be having that kind of movement for 3 to 4 months or 1 to 3 to 4 months is called as secondary trend. Corrections reverse about a third or two-thirds of the earlier trend. So as compared to the earlier trend, there will be corrections about two-third. Means if one-third is going up, so say for example it has gone up this much, then there will be one-third down or two-third up, one-third down, two-third up, one-third down, two-third up, one-third down. So in this way, secondary trend contributes for an extension, or in a big primary trend we will have small small secondary trends. A more aggressive investors would trade normally in the secondary trend. So in secondary trend, what will the more aggressive dealer or investor would do? He will trade. He will buy, sell, buy, sell. Unlike in primary trend, he will go on buying, the investor. In secondary trend, he will buy and sell. He will buy and sell. He'll buy and sell. He'll do both the activities in a given phase or period of time. That is how secondary trend is going to function. Let us now, I hope everyone is clear with secondary trend. Are you all sure? Absolutely clear in your minds? Sure? Great. So in secondary also we may have uptrend, and in secondary also we may have downtrend. Let us now go ahead and see the tertiary trend. Tertiary trend. Like it is a say that in there are, small small tertiary trends make a big secondary trends. Small small secondary trends make a big primary trend. So here we are seeing tertiary trend. This trend lasts a few hours to 20 days and accounts for short-term price movements. So whenever there is a short-term price movements in a month, what reflects the short-term price movements in a month or basically in a day? It is nothing but tertiary trend. It will basically last for few hours to 20 days. These are for the day trader who is an online in the market and not for long-term investors. So tertiary trends are for whom they'll buy, sell. Will buy, sell in a day only, and accordingly the markets are going to fluctuate, and accordingly the markets are going to go up and down. That kind of trend is known as tertiary trend. The theory symbolizes fluctuations in share prices to tides, waves, and ripples. This theory brings out three concepts, which is known as tides, waves, and ripples. I repeat once again. This theory symbolizes fluctuations in shares movement. So whenever there is share movement, this theory, that is basically the Dow theory. The Dow theory, when there is a movement or fluctuation happening, it brings out the concepts of tides, waves, and ripples. Tides would mean what? It will have a big up and big down. Big up and big down. Waves would be what? Little up, gone down. Little up, gone down. Little up, gone down. Little up, gone down. Whereas ripples is going to be what? In a small way, there is going to be changes. Ripples would be like this. Up, up, up and down, like this. This is continuous fluctuation, is known as ripples. Tides is usually summarized as with regards to primary. Waves is summarized with regards to the secondary. Whereas ripples is summarized with regards to the tertiary trend. Trends are useful in forecasting. It is beneficial to know where the trends have gone up to and where it is likely to go, as there are several trends, investors has to carefully choose them. Now, these trends has to be properly understood. If you are an investor and you are following the technical approach, in that technical approach you have got two three parameters. One is Dow theory. In Dow theory, if you are following this thing, then you need to have a clear idea in your mind about what is uptrend, downtrend. After having uptrend and downtrend, remember, if you are following primary trend, which means what? It's going to go up, up and up, and at every primary end, the aggressive buyer just goes on buying, buying, and buying. if you are following secondary trend, then you will be buying and selling, but at regular intervals, and that will be last for 1 month to 3 to 4 months, whereas primary is for year to several years. Tertiary trend is a mark, I mean the people who are following tertiary trend is basically for daily trader. What does he do? He buys the shares, sell the shares, buys the shares, sell the shares. By buying and selling of these shares, he is giving indication about how the share price movements are happening. And this is able to be a parameter for forecasting the price movements of the shares. That is how it benefits where the trends have gone up and where the trends are going to likely to go. So this Dove theory is based on these three parameters. That is primary, secondary, and tertiary. Three phases of trends. Each trend has three clear phases. The first phase, which is known as primary, secondary, and tertiary. But in that, we have got uptrend, downtrend, and also that cycle will move ahead. Let us go and see clearly that what these three phases of the trends are going to be. First of accumulation in an uptrend. When discerning investors begin buying as they perceive that the prices will begin to move up. So the first is going to be accumulation in the uptrend. In uptrend, what happens? There are a lot of new investors would be there who are everyone, new investors, old investors, I mean, which are also called as discerning investors, early birds, early nesters, early investors who are just investing for the first time. They all start buying shares of one company, which creates primary uptrend. Uptrend means what? It starts going up slowly and still it now goes up. Second, where trend followers notice the bullish uptrend and commences buying. As a result, prices advance very fast. So it was going like this. See, from this point it started moving. It started was going like this, like this, like this. So in first there will be accumulation of the uptrend, and then as soon as it was noticed by the followers in the second trend, in the bullish phase, they start aggressively buying. So this starts more moving up faster. In the third trend, general public begins to buy and prices soar. So in the third trend, general public starts to buying and prices soar. Prices soar means what? It will get stopped at one point. At this stage, discerning investors sell and book profits. So at this stage, people are starting selling the shares. So it starts going down. And then again, some group of people will be identified. Again, they'll start buying. So it will go again up. And then there will be some people who would now want to sell. So it will come down and then it will go up and then it will go down like this. So the whole cycle of uptrend is based on three phases. In first phase, there are new people, investors, institutional investors, retail investors who wants to invest. So they all start investing in this company. Early nesters, early beginners, everyone starts investing in the company. When they start investing in the company, slowly and steadily the trend starts going up. In the second phase, they find that there are many people more coming for buying, and due to which this market now started going up more faster. And after some time, what happens is that they find that the price of this company's share are going to go down. Why? Because there are so many new people who wants to sell the shares already existing. They want to now sell the shares. So they now start selling the shares, because of which the price starts soaring and it starts going down. This whole cycle is known as one uptrend, which goes one up and comes down. Clear with everyone? So if I have to again make you understand the whole uptrend concept, first of the accumulation in uptrend, so it starts from this level, this dot, and it goes up at this point. Then what happens after going up at this point? In second stage, there are many people who gets to know about this bullish phase. So they start more buying. So it goes more faster up. Now at this particular point, what happens? Everyone comes to know that this share market prices, everyone is now started to sell. So it goes down now from here. And at this point it reaches, and again there is going to be a accumulation of uptrend. So it again start going up at this point. More buyers will come, it will go more up over here, and then there will be a group of people who want to sell at this point, so it will come down. Then again some uptrend in that primary, then little more up secondary, then it will come down. This cycle goes on and on. This is known as three phases of trends. Is it clear with everyone? Everyone has understood? Yes, Purvi, have you understood? Purvi, Kajal, Vishakha, Rujuta, have you understood everyone? Very good. Boys, have you understood? यस अमोल, सचिन, विशांत, सुनील, महेश, ऑल यू अंडरस्टूड, वेरी गुड. नाउ लेट अस गो अहेड इन द नेक्स्ट पार्ट. दैट इज इन दिस वाज विद रिगार्ड्स टू द अर्लियर वाज विद रिगार्ड्स टू द बुलिश फेज. नाउ लेट अस सी विद रिगार्ड्स टू द बेरिश फेज. इन द बेरिश फेज एस्टिड इन्वेस्टर्स परस्यू द मार्केट्स विल फॉल एंड बिगिन सेलिंग. दे आर ज्वाइंड इन द सेकेंड स्टेज बाय द ट्रेंड वॉचर्स हु स्टार्ट सेलिंग एंड इन द लास्ट स्टेज देर इज पैनिक एंड एवरी वन सेल्स. सो लाइक वी हैड गॉट सीन अप लाइक दिस एंड देन गोइंग डाउन. Like we had seen going up and then going down. So this was about bullish up till reaching over here. Now in bearish phase, that is going to be in the second stage by the trend watchers who start selling, and in the last stage there is panic and everyone sells. So once over here, there are some people who will sell over here, it will go down. There will be more people who would sell little more, it will go down, and then everyone starts selling. And again there will be a group of who would buy, it will go up. So like this, the whole cycle goes up, up and up. This phase is known as uptrend, and similarly if it is with regards to buying, I mean selling, then little buying, selling, buying, selling, buying, selling, then it is basically called as downtrend. The classic example is when American giants Lehman, Merrill Lynch and American Insurance Group collapsed under liquidity crunch in 2008, and Indian market sought 52-week lows for banks and infrastructure shares. So this was the actual example where in India particularly this kind of things started happening in 2008, where there was a problem in United States of America. This company known as Lehman Brothers, Merrill Lynch and AIG collapsed, because of which the prediction were made, the trends were watched, and then it was seen that the markets will go up down like this accordingly, downtrend would happen, and it actually happened. So Dow theory was as far as possible a bit base for understanding the chartings. The Dow theory has proved itself to be a good indicator of price movements. The basic premises are logical and reasonable. The basic premises means what the base of this whole story is, what logical and reasonable. No wonder it is considered as cornerstone of technical analysis. That is why this concept of Dow theory is considered as what? Cornerstone, or also considered as what? The main base for technical analysis. I hope you have understood Dow theory very, very well. If I have to sum up the Dow theory, I would like to tell you three things. First is, remember in Dow theory, we have got to understand that it is a technical analysis. First thing. Second thing we have to understand in a Dow theory is that there will be downtrend and uptrend. Uptrend is going to go one up is higher than the other up. Sorry, in uptrend we will have up, first up would have more higher, and then second up will be more higher than the first up. So it will have successive rally, and that is how the uptrend and downtrend has to be functioned upon. That is second. Then we saw three phases of trend. We have got primary trend, secondary trend and tertiary trends. Remember, Dow theory is based upon this theory of trend analysis, and that is how chartings are being made. This in the market, when continuously happens, continuously fluctuates, it is known as Dow theory, and this is what becomes the base. Many companies in India, or many analysts in India particularly, follows this theory for understanding the price fluctuations and movements, and based on that they predict the price movements. I hope you have understood the concept of Dow theory absolutely clear in your mind. I had a good time explaining you all. You as an audience were amazingly patient to understand this concept. That's all from my side. Thank you.